My name is Simon Cox. The date is the 20th of September 2009. The time is 3:10 in the morning and I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to say your name, age and where you've come from?
My name's Duncan Brown. I'm 36 years old and I'm originally from the Midlands, now resident in South London.
How long have you lived in South London for?
3 weeks, just shy of 3 weeks.
And what inspired you to move here?
My girlfriend, who was studying on the coast in Eastbourne, has finished her course and has got a job in London, so we moved in together for the first time.
How long have you been going out with your girlfriend for?
10 months, 11 months, 10 months, yeah.
And where did you meet her?
Through a friend, one of my best friends. She's her flatmate, or was her flatmate.
And what are your plans to do in London now?
That's a good question, because I've actually lived in London for many years. I've lived West London, East London, North London. It's the first time south of the river, so it's going to be a new experience for us both.
And what did you do before you moved to London, job-wise?
I've done quite varied jobs. I started working quite young, and I used to work in a key-cutting place, and then I became a locksmith. Then moved to London, became a bookmaker, and then after that worked in HMV, you know, the record shop, and then after that I'm now I work for music distributors.
And what prompted these various job changes?
I don't know. To be honest, I think I may be lacking in ambition a little, so I tend to drift along and. But I love music and that's my passion, so I'm quite lucky to be able to work in that.
What particular kind of music do you love?
Lots of things, everything from dub reggae to jazz, to noise kind of recordings, ambient recordings, everything bar kind of guitar rock really.
And who or what inspired you for your love in music?
I think probably my dad, from an early age, he was always playing music around the house, like Black Sabbath and Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin and stuff. And I guess it must be from him.
And obviously having lived in London, in different parts of London, what is your view of London as a city?
It obviously changes. It's, I guess with any big city, you have a kind of a love-hate thing. You know, sometimes you really love it, sometimes you take it for granted a bit, and maybe sometimes you hate it as well, if you're, you know, doing the commute on the tubes and stuff and feeling like a rat in a rat race. But yeah, I've been here, I don't know, 16 years now, so it obviously has some draw.
And what particularly about the underground sort of makes you feel uncomfortable?
Just the heat, really. I'm not good with heat, enclosed spaces. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a very human way to travel, sort of thing. I don't cycle in London because I find it a bit frightening, to be honest. But I'd really like it if we had cycle lanes like they do in Holland, you know, the separate kind of curb where cyclists have their own little road sort of thing. If they had those in London, I'd be cycling everywhere, I think. Well, that's probably not a good excuse.
And can I just pick up on something you said earlier? What prompted you to sort of go into jobs at quite an early age?
I don't know. I did pretty well at school and a lot was kind of expected, but I don't know, like a typical teenager, I kind of got a bit bored of academia. So I did my GCSEs and I started my A-levels and did really well, but then halfway through the A-levels kind of tailed off. Just, I don't know, I'd say a bit frustrated, a bit bored with academia, so, although I kind of regret it now, but at the same time, what can you do?
And what are your future plans?
Apart from winning the lotto, I don't know, I'd really like to, I don't know, I'd quite like to work from home. I'd quite like to do some writing or do some music or some kind of artistic endeavor, you know, not to make money, but maybe enough to live off sort of thing. My girlfriend's Irish. At some stage, if she wanted to go back to Ireland, I'd be quite tempted to give that a go. Apart from London, I think that's about the only other place I'd live, really.
What particular writing are you interested in?
I guess kind of 20th century classics, really. I don't know, as a teenager, I was quite a fan of the Beat Generation, like Jack Kerouac and William S. Burroughs. And trying to think, the last book I read, I was The Road by Cormac McCarthy, which is, I read it in about 3 days. It's an astonishing piece of work. It's really, it's one of those books you just tell everybody about after you've read it. It's really, heartbreaking stuff.
And what would you like to write?
That's a good question. If I knew that, I'd probably be writing it. I don't know. Maybe something similar, something quite emotive, but atmospheric sort of thing.
And what feelings does reading evoke in you?
I don't know, in that book in particular, it was I don't know, it was so addictive, I couldn't put it down. I know it's a cliche, but you know, I'd be reading at 3 o'clock in the morning and just be like, oh, just a bit more. It was kind of a dread, really. The book's quite full of dread, and you just fear the worst is going to happen on any page, sort of thing. It's compelling.
Just to take you to the plinth, when did you first hear about the project?
I don't know exactly what time. What was the previous fourth plinth? Was it the like, if you'd excuse me, the Lego blocks sort of thing? I can't remember the artist's name. After that finished, I guess, and when it was first announced that Anthony Gormley was doing this, so quite early on.
And what made you apply?
To be honest, a couple of my friends applied, and they were really, really keen, and they kind of nagged me into applying, and I'm not really much of an exhibitionist or a performer or anything, so I really just applied just to keep them company, and I was lucky enough to be drawn, and as soon as I was drawn, I was very excited.
And what are you planning to do with your owl?
I'm not entirely sure, but the vague plan is to play some kind of like ambient kind of music sort of thing, just to hear it drifting across the square, and just enjoy my time up there, and see what happens, really.
And what are your interests at the moment?
Interests generally, or obviously still music, it's a lifelong thing. Having moved to South London is a very exciting new thing. I'm very, I don't know, sickeningly in love at the moment, really. Very loved up, so I'm very excited about that.
I know it's a hard question, but can you describe the feeling of love, particularly for you? It's all personal.
That is a $6 million question, isn't it? I don't know. It's difficult not to resort to cliches, like, you know, before I met my girlfriend, I was kind of in hibernation or feeling a bit numb, or, and I really feel like she's woken me up and reanimated me, sort of thing. Like, I'm naturally quite a cynical person, but I think, love has, made me look forward to life again, really.
Do you know what stemmed this cynicism?
What stemmed it in terms of
where it was, where you
say oh, where it came from?
Yes.
I don't know. I've always been a bit of a sardonic character, I suppose. You know, quite stoic, I like to think, but quite cynical, I guess. Maybe a bit of a suspended adolescent, but. I don't know. My father passed away 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, and that didn't really make me cynical, but it, I guess, jaded. Yeah, I suppose it did make me feel jaded about life, sort of thing.
And what would ideally your future be with your girlfriend?
I just like a happy, long future with her, to be honest. I don't know. I'd love us to have a cottage or something in Ireland or on the coast in England, and you know, I don't know, paint or make music or write, as I say. And I don't know. For the first time, I'm kind of thinking I quite like kids. You know, I'd like to have children, and yeah. So it's exciting times.
What has prompted the thought of possibly having children?
I think I'm just really, as I say, really smitten with my girlfriend. Very much, as I say, loved up. Maybe as I've got, I mean, I was always one of those people who said they'd never have kids. Or if I did, you know, it'd be, you know, fostering kids or whatever. There's enough kids in the world. But I think being in love and getting older and maybe losing my father, I don't know, it's made me change my viewpoint.
Would you mind describing your relationship with your father?
Yeah, it was excellent. He was a very relaxed, kind of funny chap, you know, for anything for a quiet life. And I could see I'm similar. Then he died very suddenly, which has taken quite a... it's been difficult to kind of get my head around, sort of thing. And I guess it's an ongoing process. But I didn't see as much of him as I should have done. I do think that. But there was no like bad feeling between us, sort of thing, you know.
And what do the arts mean to you?
Everything, really. I mean, even in my miserable years, the arts are the one thing that saved me. You know, whether it be music or going to the cinema or reading or, you know, just picking up the paper at the weekend, or, you know, going to an exhibition. I don't know. It's soul food, you know, especially for the miserable and lonely.
Were you aware of Anthony Gormley before this
project? Yes, I knew about the, obviously, the Angel of the North, and I don't know the name of the piece, but the bronze figures... that was Anthony Gormley, wasn't it? Around London. I don't know what the piece was called, but to my shame, I didn't actually check those out. But a friend of mine, apparently there was a spot you could see all of them. I'm not sure if that's true or whether it's urban legend, because they were quite far spread, I think. But a friend of mine did the walk, and yeah, I kind of envied that. But apart from that, I don't know his other work particularly.
And what particular, talking about art, what are you interested in?
It's a good question. It's a good question. The last exhibition I went to was actually also coincidentally the first exhibition I ever went to when I came to London. Was Richard Long, the Bristolian artist, landscape artist, or kind of earth artist. When I first came to London as a teenager, or late teens, early 20s, I went to an exhibition of his at the old Haywood Gallery, and it just really blew my mind. I really loved the kind of juxtaposition between nature and being in the city, and I really liked the kind of Zen simplicity of his stuff and lack of pretension. And then there's a big retrospective of his stuff at the moment on at the Tate, and yeah, it's quite weird to come full circle, sort of thing. It was it's I don't know, it's just so Zen and simple, and just, I don't know, it really chimes with me.
You mentioned Zen. Do you have any spiritual or religious beliefs?
I'm not like a huge fan of organized religion per se, but yeah, I guess I do feel quite spiritual in a, you know, kind of a made up religion sort of way, individual thing, you know.
Do you mind explaining your thoughts on organized religion?
No, I don't mind explaining. I just think, I don't know, I think, you know, I got bored of a bit at school of being told what to do, and I think spirituality is far more genuine and pure when it's from an individual's, well, individual perspective, sort of thing. organized religion seems, well, by its very nature, ought to organize to. I kind of envy the flock, but at the same time, I don't really want to be a member of the flock, sort of thing. Saying that, there are a lot of beautiful religions, and I'm quite a fan of churches and religious ceremonies. Just as long as I'm not indoctrinated in any way. When I was in Ireland earlier in the year, I went to a Catholic mass on a Saturday evening, and I really enjoyed it, you know. I suppose the novelty and stuff. But yeah, I'm not about to join a Catholic church.
Is your girlfriend religious?
No, she's lapsed Catholic, yeah.
And as I was saying, this project's all about a portrayal of modern Britain. Just wondering if I could ask you just to sort of paint a picture of you at this moment in time of your life?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, against the tide of the rest of my life, pretty much. At the moment, I'm feeling very positive, very inspired, very hopeful about the future, about everybody's future, really. I know it's quite grim times economically and stuff, but I think from that, you know, hopefully some great art will come out, and also people appreciate what they have got, and you know, just try and be nice to each other, sort of thing. But yeah, I'm feeling good at the moment. Yeah, touch wood.
And you mentioned you'd love to live in a cottage.
Mm.
What particularly attracts you about living in a cottage?
I don't know if I mean a cottage, literally, more like I don't know, any kind of like rustic kind of dwelling, like, you know. If someone said, here's the keys to a house in the south France, you know, I'd be, all right, then, yeah, I'm up for it. But I think, I don't know, when I was having a hard time in London a couple of years ago, I don't know, maybe I was feeling a bit too old for the city because it is very fast-paced. Maybe I kind of thought, oh, it'd be nice to have this kind of rustic idyll. But then I'm still here, you know. So I must want to be here, I guess. It is home.
Could you see yourself living abroad?
I've thought about it. I mean, as I say, Ireland, maybe some stage in the future. I like Holland as well, or I used to like going to Holland a lot. And I enjoyed New York, but I don't think I'd particularly like the rest of America. I think New York's a bit different. But I don't know, I'm kind of quite up for living in the here and now, sort of thing. And just trying to be happy in the here and now.
And what did you like about Holland?
I found it a very relaxed place, very cultured place. Amsterdam particularly, I like cities, and I like walking around cities, and it's a nice compact size that you can kind of walk it quite comfortably, and there's loads of good galleries and coffee shops, if I'm honest. And yeah, the arts generally, they seem very supportive. Europe generally seems, European governments seem quite supportive to the arts. I mean, if you go to Berlin, you have states, you know, maybe not state-sponsored graffiti, but they certainly turn a blind eye, sort of thing, because it brightens the streets up. And yeah, I admire that kind of government spending on the arts, sort of thing.
And what particularly about New York did you enjoy rather than the rest of America?
I think New Yorkers are a separate breed. I think they're quite close to British people in a way, in the kind of sardonic humour. I found them really aggressive at first, and then I realised they weren't being unfriendly. They were just very kind of, you know, to the point, sort of thing. I don't know, they seem like the hippest, smartest, quickest people on the planet, New Yorkers. They just seem, you know, yeah, just really switched on,